Recent news of the day, Sashi Brown dismissed. Your thoughts?
I really don't have any, to be honest with you, man. Just focus on playing corner for the Browns. That's it. I'm thankful for Sashi. He was the GM when I signed here, and he always treated me good. Was cool, good to talk to. So, yeah.
Jason, what about Jimmy Haslam saying that Hugh will be back next season? I imagine that directly impacts all the players, so what do you think of that?
Same. Cornerback. I'm focused on cover two, cover three, anything beyond that. We just roll with it, you know. Obviously, we were around Hugh every day, so as players, it's always cool to see your coach. And, I mean, for us, you're not thinking about next year. You're like, we got four more games left. How can we figure out how to win these last four games? So I think that's my focus, and Hugh included, and the guys in this locker room.
So you don't feel any more sense of certainty now, you know, that, okay, we know we're going to have a new GM, but we know we're also going to have the same coaching staff.
Oh, no. GMs is – who sign and cut players. So at the end of the day, there's never any certainty in our business, and especially when you haven't won a game, there's definitely not certainty. So I think the main thing is just focus on the now, and that's getting ready to play. A Green Bay team coming in here who's still fighting for a playoff spot, and they're going to come here Sunday ready to play.
Let me ask you this. At 0-12 and Hugh has one win over two seasons, what are your feelings on him as a coach? Do you believe in him?
I play cornerback for the Cleveland Browns. I'm not getting into any of that type of stuff. I'm excited to be here. I was excited when I signed, when I got a chance to come down here and meet with Hugh and Gray and the staff here. That hasn't changed. Nothing's changed with my motivation to go play. And that goes for me and the guys in this locker room. Everybody's still fighting to win games. Nothing has changed from that standpoint. I think for us as players, you don't think about, like, man, I wonder, is Hugh going to be here next year? You just want to go play football. That's our coach, and we want to go win games, not only for ourselves, for him as a coach, to give him those wins so we can stop having to answer questions of we've won one game in the past 2 years. So I think that's our main focus, myself included, is let's just go out here and try to make things better by winning football games.
That said, a lot of guys in this locker room have never been through a change like this. So mm-hmm. Do you have to give them a message or anything?
No, I don't think so. I think the one thing if something was to happen to a coach standpoint, changes occur. But for the most part, GMs and personnel decisions are kind of made behind the scenes. For us in the locker room, you're not around those guys on a daily basis. So your day to day of coming in meetings, practice, film, none of those things change. So today was a normal Thursday for us. Obviously, other than hearing somebody in the organization was let go. But for our day-to-day, everything will remain the same. So I think guys just have to continue their same practice routine and preparation routine to get ready for the game.
Jason, a question about the Packers. They've gravitated toward more read option with Hundley. And,
yeah.
How much does that – you got to have an eye on that? Or how does that affect you in the secondary?
Big. The one thing he's been able to do is make plays with his feet, you know, not only the read option, but also just third down situations of him being able to scramble and pick up first downs. Obviously, he's not Aaron Rodgers, but you can see him getting better as he's getting more playing time and just not turning the ball over, not making a lot of mistakes, tucking the ball, being able to run. And like you just said, with the option read of being able to add that into their offense, and they're running the ball really well right now. So that adds just another dimension to them.
Yeah, how do you overcome that peak and then lose
it? Man, for us, just handle your responsibility. For us in the secondary, if you're a man on a receiver, then you have to handle the receiver, and you have to trust the backers, D-line, whoever's responsible for the running back or quarterback in whatever defense or situation we're in, just trust that they're going to do their job. And when he gets outside the pocket, we just have to plaster our coverages and get him down. You know, if he does get out the pocket, he's pretty good at that. We're trying to contain him, but if he does get out once or twice, we just got to be able to get on to the next play.
Jason, does today's news kind of complicate or put more pressure on you guys? I mean, you're trying to win games here, last four games, and then you have this looming GM, and what could happen in my future down the line. Does that add a little bit more pressure to
it? I think, what do you say, 1-28?
27.
There's no more pressure than that. I think when that's the record, and right now we haven't won a game, I mean, it's all the pressure in the world every week, no matter what goes on, to win a game for GM position, coach's position, playing positions. Everybody is kind of on edge because we're not winning, and that's the one goal in our business. Nothing else matters except win. So I don't think it adds more pressure. It's just that same pressure that's been there really here from the beginning of the season coming off last year is to win more games. I think we probably individually thought about it, but no one, I don't think, has had discussions about it. I guess in the NFL, you're such a week-to-week thing, and you've lost the one last week, and now you're just on to this week of how can we beat Green Bay. I don't think you start thinking about, like, well, we got Green Bay this week. Who do we have next week? Can we win it? You're just focused on trying to get this one.